That is the very Shroud of Turin. It is a linen cloth that bears the bloodstains of a crucified man and the mysterious body image, which they still have not explained, and I don't care if they do explain it, it proves something to me. Because when you look at it, it says something. Yeah, I think Jesus really was dead and crucified. And even though you can't prove the resurrection by looking at it, still, doesn't it make you want to think maybe he rose from the dead? It says something. Because we don't get, when we wrap, people who are dead don't produce those things usually. Verse 60, and he laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. And according to what's seen on the cloth, a lot of the instruments of his death were actually placed in the cloth with him. But those details weren't seen as important, and they aren't, because the cloth itself exists. And they say, well, how come it isn't written of that there was this mysterious image? It may not have been initially apparent, because no one was like, hey, look at that cloth. Maybe he left a mark or something. I mean, it was covered with blood. It would have been something that was seen as unclean. They were accustomed in their tradition to avoiding blood and contact with blood. So all that was in contact with the body, all the things that were bloody, would be buried with him. And that would be considered, because the life was in the blood, the soul was in the blood, so it would be normal. It would be, this one Joseph was wealthy, and he was able to obtain, according to the what's on the shroud, there's the scourge, everything. He got all the stuff that had his blood on it and buried it with him. And the women also came and laid all kinds of flowers in the cloth. Verse 61, and there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre. Now the next day that followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate. There's one of your clues as to the time of his death, and I'm not going to bother with it. I've studied in the past, and I don't care. It's unnecessary. Verse 63, saying, Sir, we remember that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Oh, so they did understand something about that whole temple remark. Command, therefore, that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say to the people, He is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, Ye have a watch. Go your way, make it as sure as you can. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. Obviously, we know this is in vain. But they are trying to be very thorough and making sure this blasphemer's blasphemy, that his heresy does not proceed any further than necessary, that the last end be not worse than the first. But they could not stop the kingdom of God. And, you know, the Jews in their life, you know, I'll tell you what. I have nothing against any people like the Jews or, you know, the common people. But I hate the religious organizations. I hate the Catholic organization that has done so much ill to the Jews. I hate the rabbinical organizations that have done so much ill to the Jews, as far as I'm concerned. Because it's those organizations throughout history that codify deceit, that seeking their own preservation fail to preserve the truth. And it's always the spirit. Like, Paul, look at you teach something. You teach the truth. Why don't we codify what you say? Why don't we take everything you say and put it together in the sayings of Paul, and then we'll always understand what the truth was, because you explain it so well. The Gospels explain it well. But it's not, you know, it's already there. The reason people don't, you know why they don't like the Gospels and it's not enough for anyone? Why they got to form denominations with confessions and so on and so forth? As if the truth in the Scripture isn't enough? Because men come along and they don't understand the Scriptures. And they say to you, this is confusing. I don't want you to be confused, so I'm going to interpret it for you and put it in terms you can understand. Men like Augustine and the Catholic people, the bishops and all those guys, the wolves who entered in and who perverted the way of truth. You know, they come in and they say, oh, we don't want the people to read the Bible. They'll get confused. So we've got to keep them straight by keeping the Scriptures from them and interpreting it for them. And people still feel that way. The book is delivered to one that has learned. And he says, I cannot read it. It is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned. And he says, I'm not learned. And that's the Isaiah 29. You know, the nobody can understand what the Bible says. Nobody can. So we got to always look to the people who say they've got it. But they be blind leaders of the blind. They lead them into the ditches. And perhaps as they try, you know, you can't understand. I'll explain it to you. But maybe you understand something. Maybe you know something that what they say is not right. You ever get that irky feeling like, this says this, though. It's what it says here. How can they say that? And maybe you're not so easily confused. And maybe you should stop listening to confusing people and start studying the scriptures for yourself. Seek the Spirit of God for yourself. Why continually come to me when the Spirit of God is ready to deliver you and to teach you? You know, it has its place. Everyone needs to be built up as a child, right? You can listen under masters and tutors, but when you come of a certain age, you stop listening to teachers. You stop listening to tutors. Now, maybe you don't listen to me as a teacher or a tutor. Maybe you just listen to me because you like to hear what I say. And I say amen to that because I like to hear good preaching. I like to hear things that are true. If that's why you're listening, amen, let's talk. Let's hear. Right? I mean, people listen to all kinds of garbage all the time. Why not listen to the truth? Not that you need to be taught. The reason you like to listen to what I say is because you know it's true. Because you know it's right. Amen to that.